Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks, and welcome to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream here at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today has an ominous date. It's April 20th, or the infamous 420 day. We were supposed to have a marijuana retail operator here as our guest talk about the industry, the business here in Fairbanks, but he's probably having too much fun. It's a no-show. Wonder what happened. Got misdirected, redirected. But anyway, so I got some thoughts here for you. You know, I looked at coming on in a couple ways, and my first thought about a week ago started exploring how do you approach April 20th, 420 day on a conservative radio station, supposedly a conservative radio station that has a purple padded room with North Korean equipment. But my thought was, I know what we could do. I could do a tradio. We just come on as tradio because, you know, once or twice a year we get a phone call, is this tradio? And we have to say, no, that program hasn't been on in 15 years. But I thought that was more like a Twilight Zone episode, not a episode for 420. Then I thought, I know what I can do. I can get some people in here. I could be Mr., you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I could be Mr. Hand. And then I could interview Jeff Spicoli. And I was thinking that Glenner would be a great Spicoli. And then I was thinking, okay, who could be Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong? And that just didn't work out, so went the other direction, and boy, that didn't work out either. So we're going to talk about, for a while, Glenner's going to come in and join me in a little bit, but what 420 is and what it is not. Now, before I ever knew anything about 420, before, you know, back when I was a freshman in college and night in the late 70s, I was at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo, living in the dorms, living in Yosemite Hall, Tower 4, Floor 3. And at 420, the dorm tower started smelling like marijuana at 420. Not because of this universal 420 thing, because at 4:30, the student commons opened for dinner. And everyone would get stoned, I guess, to go have food. I ate it. I was pledging this fraternity, so that's where I always ate. And it was a lot better than the commons food at on campus. But before there was a 420 that I knew about, people were using the time frame 420 to get stoned in my dorm tower so they could make it through the dinner that they would serve. And anyway, so here we go. 420 is universally recognized slang term in cannabis culture representing cannabis consumption, the time 420. And an annual celebration on April 20th, 420. It originated in 1971 with California high schoolers known as the Waldos, who used it as a code to meet and smoke weed at 4:20 p.m. Today, it's an international unofficial holiday for celebrating cannabis legalization and culture. Okay. So in 1971, the Waldos, a group of five friends from San Rafael High School in California, coined the term. They used 420 to designate specific time, meeting time, 4:20 p.m., to search for a rumored cannabis patch, often gathering at the Louis Pasteur Statute on the high school campus. The Grateful Dead connection. Now, before I came on here, I went in and chewed out tea, iced tea, hot tea, boiling tea. She works here in the studio in the organization. She also, I think she's on one of the country western stations here. Great lady. Her husband's a police officer. So I asked her if she had any items associated with this, the Grateful Dead connection. She said no. So here's the Grateful Dead connection to 420. The Waldos developed a link to the band The Grateful Dead, aiding in terms of the spread. One of the friends worked with the band popularizing the term among their followers. So the Grateful Dead were helpful, we'll say, in spreading 420. The holiday is often abbreviated to a holiday. This date is celebrated globally with gatherings to consume cannabis. Legalization and advocacy. It has evolved from a secret code, to a rallying cry for cannabis legalization, particularly in the United States. Well, okay, it's legal in Alaska. It's been legal in Alaska since about 1971-72. And you could not transport it. You could not sell it. You could smoke it in your house. You could have up to about six or seven plants over a time frame of 20 to 25 years. There was many different lawsuits, or not lawsuits, but people who would get arrested in Alaska for cannabis cultivation or consumption, and through the courts and its different rulings, it came upon, okay, you can't transport, you can't sell it, but if it's in your house of not a copious commercial amount, that's fine. And so, anyway. Here's one. A 420 girl is a colloquial term for a woman who consumes, enjoys, or is comfortable being around cannabis. Often she is considered a 420 friendly, meaning she is comfortable with others smoking or using marijuana products. The term stems from the 70s code 420 for cannabis, which later became an unofficial holiday on April 20th. Dating lifestyle context. Nope. 420 friendly is the most common phrase indicating acceptance of marijuana. Stoner, a regular user of cannabis. Cannabis enthusiast, a more polite or formal term for a user. Pothead, a slang term for someone who smokes a lot of marijuana. Okay. In some places, such as India, 420, char sabis, is slang for fraudster or cheater based on the penal code, as noted on Reddit. However, this is a distinction from Western cannabis-related definition. Here's one. Is 420 a police code? I hate to crush everyone, but no. 420 is not an official police code for marijuana-related incidents or any drug crime. It is a popular myth that originated from the penal code or radio code. The term actually originated from a group of California teenagers known as the Waldos in 1970 who used 420 as a code to meet up and smoke marijuana. What the heck? So basically, everyone's supposed to, at 420 time frame today, get out whatever you're going to smoke and everyone have fun. Anyway, is 420 a reference to a Bob Dylan song? The words day, okay, let's see. Some claim it referred to a police code marijuana possession and arose from Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35, with its refrain of everybody must get stoned. Oh, well. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. You want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Are you a foster, adoptive, guardianship, or kinship caregiver in Alaska? The Alaska Center for Resource Families is here for you. Whether you're just getting started or need post-adoption support, this statewide resource offers free training, expert guidance, and community of Alaska caregivers. You'll find help with foster parent licensing, ongoing training, and resources for Alaska Native youth and families. Visit acrf.org to learn more. That's acrf.org. Supporting families so every child can thrive.
Breaking news for your home, Wayday! Wayfair's big sale is almost here, and you can score the best deals in home, like up to 80% off everything home. Yes, you heard that right, 80% off with free shipping on everything. Plus surprise flash deals all Wayday long. We're talking outdoor furniture and essentials, rugs and more, all at Wayfair, and all up to 80% off during Wayday. Shop Wayfair's Way Day from April 25th through 27th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gold is at an all-time high, and Gold Buyers of Alaska wants your gold and silver. Got gold nuggets, bullion, or jewelry collecting dust? Turn them into cash today. If you're looking to sell your gold, platinum, or even a Rolex, Gold Buyers of Alaska would love to talk to you. And coin collectors, they want to hear from you too. Call for an appointment at 907-479-4653 or stop by at 915 30th Avenue. You can trust Gold Buyers of Alaska and their incredible attention to detail.
KFAR weather.
A winter weather advisory continues.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 38. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow. Lows level off around 26. About an inch of snow tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Apologize to all of Fairbanks. This outbreak of weather is my fault. I take full responsibility for my actions. On Saturday morning, I went and vacuumed out my vehicle. Got it inside all nice and spick and span, you know, dog hair gone, rocks, stuff like that, potato chips on the floor. Cleaned it all up, and in the back seat, I removed my snow brush, and I put it down in the basement, thinking that I would not need it anymore. And by that afternoon, the snow had started and really hit yesterday, and so we got bad weather, icy conditions, so drive carefully. I've also taken off my studded snow tires, so that's probably a double whammy on our weather. And but I am not alone in my transgressions. This morning, T, she's works in the building here and is an on-air personality too. She was saying it was her fault because she and her husband set up their trampoline this weekend for the kids. And as soon as they got done setting up the trampoline, started snowing, so her kids had a trampoline in the yard, but they could not use a trampoline, so Ice-T was torturing her kids. But we have in the studio now, we have Glenner. Glenner, how you doing on this 420 day?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. It's funny. I wonder how, like real stoner guys, I wonder if they're bummed out. Because, you know, 420, you know, now that it's legal, 420 used to be the big day. Now it's like, isn't it just Monday?
Yeah, it is, actually.
I mean, if they're really that into it, if you're like actually... It's there's something to be said about you if you're actually celebrating 420. If you're, I don't know if you know Fred Meyer's. You know they've got their big 420 display going. If you've been there, it's, you know,
no, they what?
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's basically rows. The top row is Funyuns. And then the next row is Visine.
Okay.
And Bic lighters. And then they put the Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew into the shape of a bong. It's very, very nice.
I was saying how she put together her and her husband put together their family trampoline.
I heard the story, yes.
And so this, I was talking to her this morning. She's glad that today's over because of all the input she's had to put for the different commercials on 420 and the sponsors and... So she's glad this day is over. It's a lot of work for her.
Well, it's funny, you know, here at the radio station, we have, including this one right here, our live stream, courtesy of the Tanana Herb Company. Those guys the sky didn't fall when it all became legal. You were kind of in the middle of that as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't, I don't think, I think a lot of people thought, for the worse. And when really, when you look at the national numbers, now marijuana has been legal in the places. We got a guest coming in. When we do, where it is legal, alcohol numbers have dropped significantly.
Yeah.
You know, and right now, actually, even marijuana has kind of leveled off. I think everybody, we can all do it now. And then went, eh.
Good morning. You're on KFVR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, it's me, Dave, man. Open the door. I got the stuff, man. Open the door, man.
Dave.
Dave's
who?
Not here.
Dave's not
Dave's
here,
Dave's in the
man.
Purple padded room, man.
Dave's not here.
It's me, Dave, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
Thank you for the call.
Sorry, man, I couldn't help myself.
All right, no, that was good. Nothing wrong with that. You know, it was funny, there was a list of the all-time, I was doing the morning show over on X-Rock, of the best movies for 420. Of course,
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That was on the list. Pineapple Express was on the list. One or two of the Cheech and you could put all the Cheech and Chong movies up there.
Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke was that was the first one. But I think Nice Dreams was the one that was put
Reefer Madness.
Yeah, it was. I didn't see it on the top 10. That was the one that started it all.
Yeah.
That was more of a not really
anti.
A movie.
Yeah, if you smoke it, you're going to go kill people.
Yeah, you're play faster, play faster. I remember that. It is interesting though, since it's been legalized, put so many people to work in town. I mean, there's some, you know, there's been a lot of dispensaries, and we first tried to get them on the radio.
Yeah.
Going, well, how can we, you know, we weren't sure if we could legally advertise them yet. And we were the first ones to start doing it. I think we're the only one. I don't know if like some of the other corporate, like iHeart and them, are doing it because we're like just us. We're locals. We make up our own rules. But it was interesting because we wanted to find a way to do it, and I found a kind of a loophole. And that's why so many of our radio stations, I think of our 8 radio stations, I think 5 of them are sponsored by local marijuana dispensaries. And that's how we found the loophole, is all we're doing is would mention their name, their location, and their license number. And then when you went online, you would hear their regular ad and they would play. So it kind of worked out for everybody involved. And now it's relaxed a little bit to the point where we actually do full-on advertising for them. I was doing a live remote on Friday at... Pipe and Leaf over
from
there.
3 to 6. Yeah,
yeah, I was there throughout the day and meeting some funny folks and some great people. And it's funny when you go to these dispensaries, you're thinking, oh, it's just going to be a bunch of stoner hippie people. No, you know who's shown up there? Teachers, doctors, nurses, attorneys, housewives.
Everyone from Cross-Reference of Fairbanks.
The average person, I bet, that it'd be interesting to see the actual demographics, and I'm sure, you know, that's why I was trying to get a couple of the guys to come in, because they would know better than I, but I bet you the average person that goes in there is like a 45-year-old female.
I'm going to give you some numbers here.
Oh, you've got some.
Yep. Now, the city of Fairbanks takes in an average of $1,500,000 a year in marijuana taxes.
Okay.
So you take that, And whoops, not 15.
Of course, now they're trying to, yeah, I know they're trying to work on that because they are taxed so much and it is so expensive compared to other places. But.
And so if you have a tax rate of 5%, if you divide 1.5 million by 0.05, you get the sales volume of the 12 marijuana retailers in Fairbanks. And they sell $30 million a year in marijuana.
Okay.
So you take that and say, okay, if you're selling $30 million a year of marijuana through 12 retailers, that is $2.5 million per month. And if you take that, that's $208,000 per average retailer. And if you're open 30 days a year, that's $7,000.
30 days a month.
30 days a month, yeah.
Right, okay.
Sorry. That's an average of $7,000 per day in retail sales.
Okay.
That's a heck of a cash industry.
Oh, it is. But, it, you know, not without
but those are the numbers.
And tribulations.
Those are the financial numbers.
Right.
And you can extrapolate that just from how much the city of Fairbanks takes in taxes.
Right. Well, it's pretty impressive. And like I said, it's kind of changed the way a lot of people do things. Now, marijuana, I smoke, not like the mm-hmm. college days.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's more like a glass of wine at night.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It winds down, and I think if you look, it'd be interesting the stats on how many people use it, whether it's smoking it or drinking it with their lemonades or whatever, the edibles with the indicas,
yeah.
strictly for sleeping.
You know,
a lot of people do it for specific reasons, not just to get high.
This buddy of mine, Rob, one of my best friends, he smokes marijuana. And so at Christmas, I always go buy him a couple grams.
Okay.
And I make every mistake. First thing I do is I pull out my debit card. No, you can't do that.
You got to go to the ATM.
We have an ATM here. And they say, what do you, you know, I go, what? Well, explain it to me. What's indica? What's sativa? And what does it do? And I go, he's from Philadelphia, so we don't want to get him going. We want something that mellows him out.
Indica, yeah. Yeah, the sativa is the stuff if you want to go out and have fun and do something, and then
yeah.
indica. And, you know, one thing I always advocate when we have fun with marijuana or something on the radio is, you know, do it smart. Remember,
yeah.
like the ads say, hey, it's just like alcohol. You
yeah.
can't. And people tend to forget that. You have to be careful. If you feel different, you drive different. Like the ad says, that's a great campaign because it's really spot on. But I think most people, like myself, do it's after, you know, you wind mm-hmm. down. It's after dinner. Everything's done. I don't do that. You know, in 45 years of radio, I don't think I've ever been high on the air.
No. Yeah.
I don't think, I know I've never done it. I can't even do it when I do comedy or play-by-play or anything where I just don't. It's that nighttime thing.
Yeah.
After bed, maybe something to help me go to sleep and edible. And that's kind of about it. I'm a major lightweight.
You know, I've had alcohol while being on the air, but it's part of an ensemble that was planned. You don't come in.
Yeah, you tell yourself that, David.
I know.
It's, I mean, it's for the show.
Yeah, you know that scotch that was brought in for me.
This is science. It's
I
for
know.
The program. It's for the people.
But also, I
the
played
sacrifices we make.
Yeah, but then you know, I played a lot of softball, summer softball leagues, and I played third base, and I could not have more than a single beer because it throws off your dexterity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no,
Or it throws off your presentation.
I don't know. I can have a couple beers when I play golf. I'm pretty
good. Well, what I mean is when you're on the stage, though.
Oh yeah. No, the time for me, it's about timing.
Yeah.
Whether I'm on the radio or on stage, it's all about timing, delivery,
yeah.
being sharp, being quick. And
yeah.
it takes that away. I did once, and that's when we did the very first ever comedy show in the world at a weed dispensary.
My buddy Rob was there.
Yeah, and it was over at the Good Titrations
yeah.
with Jerry Evans, myself, and Lachlan Patterson.
And
we actually twisted one up and burnt one on stage. Never done that before.
Yeah,
and I'll never do it again.
And I got Rob his ticket to it, and he was all happy.
Yeah, I know. It was just being in that room, you're getting the contact high.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Police say a father shot his wife, 8 children, and another woman in Shreveport, Louisiana, Sunday, killed those children before he himself was shot and killed by police. Shreveport Police Chief Wayne Smith thanking his department for the response to this tragedy.
This by far was probably one of the most challenging incidents that SPD has ever faced.
Things got deadly in North Carolina this morning. 2 people killed in a park in Winston-Salem after a planned fight between 2 juveniles turned into a shootout. Winston-Salem Assistant Police Chief Jason Swaim says the 2 young people had agreed to meet at a park to fight. Said a firearm was discharged sometime during that fight, which resulted in multiple victims being shot. Swaim said schools nearby the park were safe. The parents of students at Jefferson Middle School could pick up their children there. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports a Soldotna man is in custody following a coordinated law enforcement response last Thursday morning that temporarily shut down part of Merwood Avenue and led to the discovery of evidence tied to multiple local thefts. According to Alaska State Troopers, the case began April 4th when dispatchers received a call from the San Diego Police Department reporting that Soldotna resident Donald McNeely was wanted in California on a $5 million extraditable warrant connected to a string of burglaries. Nearly 2 weeks later, on April 16th, troopers executed a search warrant at McNeely's residence in Soldotna. He was taken into custody at the home on the outstanding warrant. In a message to KSRM, Alaska State Troopers Detachment A Commander Mike Zweifel said the situation was contained to one house, emphasizing there was no broader danger to the public. During the search, investigators reported locating evidence that connected McNeely to multiple thefts at the Soldotna Airport, expanding the scope of the case beyond the out-of-state warrant.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Woo, sunshine. Come on, spring. Hey, snowbanks. Fairbanks. Les Nichols here with Fairbanks Nissan. With dry roads around the corner, it's time to start changing your winter tires out. This is the last month of buy 3 tires, get 1 for a dollar. I know we're all tired of the puns, but this is a really good deal. And we all know tire change season can be a bit hectic. If you're waiting for service and your shop is telling you June, as in Juno, it might be July, and you don't like waiting in line, schedule your appointment with Fairbanks Nissan today. And yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes, even that one you're driving right now. Speaking of snowbanks, if you have a car that's thawing out in the driveway and you're ready to get rid of it, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan. We're buying cars. We don't need 100 used cars, but we do need 25 cars before the end of the month. The question isn't who buys the most cars. It's who's going to give you the best number for your car. I'll give you a hint. It's probably Fairbanks Nissan. So come get a great deal on new tires or a seasonal tire change. Let us make you an offer on your old ride that'll put a spring in your step and schedule your speedy service appointment online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at NationalGuard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back, and I'm pleased to announce that this snow is not because of me. It's because of Glenn Anderson. And why is that, Glenner?
I bought a snowblower.
You jerk.
I was hoping last week for snow. It's the end of the season, and I got a killer deal on one, a brand new beautiful snowblower. It was less than half price.
That
had to do it.
Trumps my removing of my snowbrush from my car. You did this.
Oh, this is all on me, and I'm hoping for a little more so I can use it again. I won't lie.
Be careful. We might get what you wish for.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to Maui in a week, so I don't give a damn about any of you right now.
There you go. How long are you going to be in Maui for?
Oh, just a week, 10 days. Going over there to see the sun and grandbabies coming by.
They're, good.
So we're going to go have some. We're just basically babysitting grandson so they can have some fun. So
you know, it's interesting in regards. Oh, we're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Well, we lost them.
Too bad.
Boy, they're back.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Kaya.
Hello, Kaya.
All this talk about snow and all the stuff that you put out on your deck, and now it's covered with snow. And there should be a contest for Fairbanks for the last snow. And maybe it has to be at least 1 inch of snow in order to win. But everyone's always thinking that they know that, oh, yeah, this is the last time it's going to snow.
Yeah, we all think that. But, you know, and I mentioned it a couple. That's a great idea because the other one I wanted to do that would be a great Fairbanks one is much like the tripod in Enana. Mm-hmm. But you got to guess the day some moron drives his car through the ice bridge.
That was always a good one.
Yeah. It was always front page material.
And also with the competition of the last snow, whoever wins, we crucify them.
Yeah, but you'd have to have somewhere where, like, it's on top of somewhere, a measure of 1 inch. That would be kind of a fun. But I said a couple weeks ago, here's the thing.
You write them a nice big check, and then it bounces.
I don't know how anybody is surprised by this. For the last, I don't know how many years, April has always delivered one good snowstorm.
Yeah.
It has. For as long as I can, it doesn't matter how early or late spring is, how much snow or how little we get, we will always get one good storm in
one
the month
dump.
Of, and especially this winter. Is anyone surprised we got this? No, nobody, you know. And now it looks like this weekend it's going to be up into the 50s and it'll be fine and it's going to be a sloppy mess and there's going to be big puddles with big deep potholes hidden in the middle.
Kaya, thank you for the phone call. You have a great afternoon.
I like the idea, Kaya.
I've got a 420 story. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Lance Mackey was my neighbor, and I have a great Lance Mackey marijuana story.
Who doesn't?
I know, but I'm going to have one now. Go ahead, Kaya.
I got one.
this is a good one that a lot of people don't know about. So he's running the race, I think, in Two Rivers, apparently, is where I understand it. It's kind of a straightaway, and then it does a loop around and comes back the other way. So everyone's racing, and he's trying to roll a joint on the sled. He's leaned over, and he's having such a hard time. Like, he'll get it almost ready, and then the sled will take a bump, and all the pot will fall out of the paper on the trail, and all sorts of problems in trying to get it rolled. So he hunches over and really crouches down so the wind can't get to it, and he manages to get a joint rolled. So he's all happy and smoking it and everything, and just going down the trail racing. All of a sudden, all these dog mushers are coming at him from the opposite direction. His dogs turned onto the return trail.
He was going the wrong way.
Of
course he was.
When he was leaned over and he didn't notice it because the dogs just went the way they wanted.
Well, you can't blame it on the weed itself, but the rolling of the weed on that one. He wasn't high when he did it, but he was getting there. See, and you'd think, you know, you'd think that's like a rookie dog musher mistake if you smoke marijuana. You'd think you'd have one of those little pipes with the little lids, so it's very easy. Of course, nowadays they have vape pens, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, right.
Great story. Good stuff.
Thank you, Kyle. You have a great day.
You know, one thing that the legalized marijuana did is it really put a strain on your guy.
Yeah.
Remember, everybody had a guy, and you'd have to go to the guy's house. You know, or his mom's house, into the basement. And they all, and I always thought it would be funny to have a marijuana dispensary called
the guy.
My guy.
Yeah.
I got to go see my guy. And you go by, and it'd be set up just like, you know, because some of these dispensaries are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, you go
in, yeah.
They're just gorgeous. I love what Good has done over there. They've got a wonderful cafe. Pacalolo has their cafe. Good Titrations. A Pipe and Leaf is stunningly beautiful inside. So they really make them nice. But this wouldn't be that, David. This would be in a basement, and you'd go in, and it would be a guy, and he had his TV and the old coffee table with the really old nasty couch with blankets over it, and there'd be all kinds of bongs and paraphernalia on the table.
70s and 80s type motif.
And when you go to buy the weed, he pulls it out from under the couch on a big tray, you know, and meanwhile somebody makes Funyuns, and before you buy your weed, you got to listen to him ramble about the government for 30 minutes. So, and it's going to be called My Guy. But yeah, that was one of the better things that came out of this legalization, is you didn't have to go over there and sit and make small talk with this guy for a half an hour. Just, could we just get a bag of weed and go?
It's been over 10 years now, when you think, look at it.
Yeah. It is surprising. And how kind of seamless, it just kind of, the latest poll said 87% of Americans are in favor of legalized marijuana. Yeah. It's just, I know there's some, you know, like up here, there were, because if it goes national and the federal takes over, that's going to hurt a lot of, because right now all the product is grown. Everything is done right here in state.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing. And I hope if the rules change, they don't change that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can't cross borders with it, because everybody has their own. Everything, all the concentrates, all these cookies, all the drink, everything is made here. And everything is Alaska made.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
I voted against the statewide ordinance, or whatever you want to call it. Not because I was against marijuana. I was against that one group, the retailers, set it up so because the growers are going to get taxed. They set up the tax structure. And that's still an issue today. It's really manifested that the growers they pay all the taxes. They are the ones, you know, even on their stems and seeds, they pay the taxes. So I voted against it. Then we had the revote in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, you know, and that was, we had the great debate here on KFAR. That was great. You know, I had Lance and the guy from Good Tritations in a debate on the air.
Well, you know, I don't know if you remember Perry. He was jokingly saying, because when that came out, all the weed dispensaries started putting money into the campaign. So all we need to do is every few years just
have
get
this,
it back on the, so that they all pay us to do the advertising. We never did that, of course.
But it was a great capitalist pig theory.
Oh, it was a wonderful capitalist pig theory. That's too funny.
When it passed and statewide, every warehouse space in Fairbanks disappeared. There's no warehouse space available all of a sudden. It was all taken by the weed growers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, look where Pacalolo is. You know, that had been, the old Wonder Bread warehouse space had been vacant for 8 years.
Right. Well, look at the guys over at Tenenaut Herb Company.
They have the Alaska Distributing
My
Company.
My God, that's a 50,000 square foot grow operation.
And they
do it right. They're not just a bunch of dudes. This is a business, and they
it
run
too
it properly.
It had been vacant for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Once Odom bought them.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you couldn't find any warehouse space. I sort of liked it, you know. What the heck?
Yeah, it was an interesting transformation that came kind of at the right time here in Fairbanks. Because boy, when 2020 hit, everybody needed those dispensaries. Did very well.
Yeah,
you know, and interesting and. It is kind of funny that the place that used to sell Hostess Twinkies is now a grow operation.
I know.
Gary Wilkin used to.
You can't write a better script.
No, you can't. That's just so funny. I tell you what. Yeah, it's been an interesting thing. And now with all these ridiculous strains out there and names, and there's so many, it's really hilarious. It's like when I was doing that remote last week, it's like, okay, you guys are making these up. You know, they sounded pretty funny. They sounded made up.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break.
That was fun, David. I got to scoot out.
Thank you very much, Glenn. We'll see you later. Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Honda announces factory rebates on all remaining stock snowblowers, up to $500 off tracked electric start models through May 1st. While supplies last, get your brand new snowblower. Prices so low, they melt away the competition. Standard 3-year warranty, smooth control, effortless engineering. The advantage of buying from the Woodway is your unit comes ready for you, serviced. And if you need anything maintenanced, we take care of you through the life of your snowblower. Buying snowblowers in April is the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
Skip the same old routine. Break out at Escape Room AK. Right now, get a 4-person escape room experience for half off. Just $60, $120 value. Need a team-building activity that actually works? Escape Room AK is a perfect way to strengthen communication, build trust, and improve working relationships, all while having a blast. Families, friends, coworkers, this is your chance to bond, compete, and win bragging rights. Book now at escaperoomak.com or call 907-748-0660. Escape the ordinary, if you can.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR. KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 38. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. About an inch of snow tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Hopefully you're having a great day and getting through this weather. It's 420 day, and I'm going to give you some of my personal experiences with the legal aspects of marijuana. You know, I was in a great location being on the Fairbanks City Council. I had a great view of everything as this transpired. And I was very, you know, first year member on the city council, and no one really wanted to take on this issue. So I did. And the first issue was, okay, where is it legal and where is it not legal? So I said, okay, if it's private property, and I wrote the ordinance with a lot of the help of our great city attorney, Paul Ures, at the time. Basically, if you're in a public location such as Groudon Park, walking down the sidewalk, a street, a bank, you know, where the public goes, it's not legal to smoke marijuana there. But if you're on private property, your own property, it's fine. And so I remember one Saturday I'm sitting at home, and you know, this ordinance that I wrote is going through the readings, and it already had a reading. We're coming up on the second reading on that Monday, and I get a call from Amanda Bowman, who's with the Newsminer, and she was telling me how Mayor Luke Hopkins was against the ordinance. He thought that, you know, you shouldn't be able to see people smoking in their yard. I started laughing. She goes, "What's so funny?" I go, "Well, you know, it's just funny that the liberal mayor is trying to shut down this right of people." And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say, this is the difference between the city and the borough and our philosophies. In the borough, if someone thinks you're smoking marijuana, they're going to call up the borough, and about 3 weeks later, you're going to have a code enforcement officer out there to interview you. This is what I told Amanda. I said, in the city of Fairbanks, what's going to happen about 20 minutes after they call up 911, a police officer is going to roll up on that site. And I don't want that confrontation on something that's legal, or someone just might be messing with the neighbor to, you know, okay, smoking a cigarette, but it's got to be marijuana, something like that. We're taking that off the table. And she looked at it, she completely agreed with me, but it surprised me that all of a sudden the borough mayor, Luke, was against my ordinance on the definition of private property where you could have it. And I said this infamous thing. I said, hey, if you can have a beer out on your deck, you can smoke a joint on your deck. And the marijuana industry started liking me a lot at that moment. Then it came to the taxation. You know, how do you tax this? So I said, well, I'll do it. You know, what the heck? You know, I wrote the definition of private versus public and where it could be. So I started looking at all the locations that were starting to put in marijuana taxes. And I took a look at our state, and they're just crushing what I thought they would eventually do is start crushing the growers into. You looked at places like Washington, they're 15% on grow, 15% on the transportation, and then 15% on the retail distribution. So they got 45% in taxes. So I decided, okay, I'm going to make this the lowest in the nation, and it's 5%. And the way I hit 5% was that's exactly what the alcohol tax was in Fairbanks. And I said, we're not going to have any discrimination here. 5% is for alcohol, 5% can be for marijuana, and it passed with an 87% voter approval rate. And so that was good. Then, you know, my first thought on taxation was very infamous. All of a sudden, Frank Turney started hating me because he just didn't get what I was trying to do, and that's life. But my first thought, I went to the city attorney, and I said, this is what I want to do. I want to tax marijuana 100%. 100%, every part of it. And we're going to put it in our bank account because I knew that, you know, a government entity could put months seized in drugs into a bank. They could hold it in a bank account. And I said, once we put 100% of the money into our bank at Mount McKinley, we're going to give the retail operators a 90% license refund for licensing compliance. And that's how I put it. And he looked at me and he gets his evil grin. And he goes, you're washing their money. I go, that's right. We're gonna deposit it. Then we're gonna do an electronic transfer back to them. And so, and I also got in touch with John Coghill. He was the chairman of the judiciary of the Senate. So both him and John at the same time, they start going through, and they said, no, David, you know, we can't do it. The Federal Communications Court, FCC, won't allow that. You can put it in your account, but you can't send it back to them. You can't do the wire transfer. So I said, oh, darn. So anyway, everyone just walks down to the city of Fairbanks with their money. And you never saw such happy taxpayers in your life. And boy, you could tell when someone came in and paid because their cash had the odor of marijuana. And whenever anyone comes in to pay, it takes two clerks, you know, to both to count and certify this is the amount. you know, and then the last thing, the worst job in the world is being the police officer who got in trouble and has to carry the money over to Mount McKinley Bank for the deposit. They hated it. They still do, I'm sure. But anyway, it gets interesting out there. It really does. But what the heck. So then it came time for on-site consumption. And the first time, it came to the city of Fairbanks twice. And the first time I voted against it, I had to explain, look, this is illegal. The state does not allow this. The Marijuana Control Board, you know, never licensed this. This was never licensed into the ordinance that was voted on by the Alaskans, and so this is not available to do. So anyway, yada, yada, yada. And then a year later, the Marijuana Control Board, out of nowhere, made on-site consumption legal. I mean, legal. No one was expecting this. And then, bam, of course, we get the same person on the city council who wrote the original ordinance, brings it back. And now it's you know, it's a legal thing. And so I had to look at myself and say, well, my goodness. You know, sometimes I'm Republican, sometimes I'm Democrat, once in a very, very great while. But a lot of times I go with libertarian roots, and my libertarian root was telling me, you can't take away a right from someone that the state has given. The city cannot do that. So I voted for it, and it passed 4-2. And it's one of those things. And about 2 weeks later, it was about 8 o'clock in the evening, it was during the summer, I'm walking downtown, and one of the business purveyors on 2nd Avenue just confronted me, started yelling at me, you know, got in my face, and a very, very hostile discussion towards me. And so I took it, you know, there's votes you're going to make that people don't like, and you got to take it. Simple as that. It's, you know, it's, you're not going to make everyone happy. But after about 2.5 minutes, it wasn't stopping. That's where I just decided to close this out. I got right back in his face and I said, F you. It was my vote. I decided to vote how I wanted to. And the thing about it is, in 2 years, no one's going to care because it's all going to be fine. No one's going to really even be worrying about this. And, I got aggressive right back at him. And he sort of stopped and he looked at me and he goes, yeah, you're probably right. Anyway, after that, we got along great. But anyway, those are some of the interesting things that happened. And now we have the infamous 420 day. And, And at 420 tonight, everyone's supposed to light up, I guess. But what the heck? Anyway, so our industry has come a long way. It's been operated very well, very well. And I'm not surprised by it, but it's just great to see on the professionalism of it. And like Glenner was saying, you go into some of these retail outlets, and they're just incredible. I mean, works of art, very much beauty in what they do and how they do it, and the pride that they take in giving a very clean and wonderful presentation of everything that they have that's available. So, and a lot of them give back. When I was mayor, once a month, I'd get a complaint from an operation and of its smell. And I was a mayor who would go to that business operation and say, we're getting complaints on the smell. You know, we're in bloom. Okay, get your scrubbers on, do this, do that. And they'd clean it up. They would always go out of their way, try to clean up the smell that was permeating from their building. And so again, good operators. It's a good day. It's not as special as it used to be because every day is 420 day. Or now that it's available for legal. And anyway, just how it is now. And still remember my college days and my first year in the dorms and 420, everyone had to go get stoned to choke down the food, I guess. And, I didn't even know that there was a 420 aspect. And, but, you know, hey, thank you Grateful Dead and the Waldos for doing that. And San Rafael, been to that town a few times when I was going to school in California. And nice town, good town, very high cost real estate town, that's for sure. Just north of San Francisco, right over the Golden Gate Bridge. Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you enjoy today. Drive carefully, please. And I will see you tomorrow.